Both candidates commented yesterday on this week's report by the head of the U.S. weapons hunt in Iraq. Charles Dulfer concluded that Saddam Hussein did not have chemical or biological weapons, nor did he have the wherewithal to make nuclear bombs. At the White House yesterday, President Bush admitted that U.S. intelligence about Iraq was wrong, but he continued to insist that Saddam did have the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction.
He retained the knowledge, the materials, the means, and the intent to produce weapons of mass destruction. And he could have passed that knowledge on to our terrorist enemies.
In response, Senator Kerry said in Colorado that the Bush administration is in a state of denial about the Dulfer findings.
The President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States may well be the last two people on the planet who won't face the truth about Iraq. Mr. President, the American people deserve more than spin about this war.
And it's all but certain that the Dulfer report will come up at tonight's presidential debate in St. Louis.